This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. There are many gardeners who have clay soil. Most lament that fact, but I have some good news for you. Proven Winners says you can learn to love it. It just takes a bit of knowledge and a bit of elbow grease. What is clay soil? It's sticky and absorbs water slowly. When it dries out, it can be crusty, lumpy, and hard-packed. Oh, and the top layer can be crusty. So far not loving it. However, clay soils are more fertile than many other soil types because each tiny clay particle is packed with places to hold on to water and fertilizer, saving you watering and reducing the amount of times you fertilize, which is important to know so you don't overdo it. Clay soils also provide a wonderful foundation for plants. Their roots are held well in clay, which means there are a lot of perennials and annuals that can thrive. It allows them to survive extremes of temperature and moisture. That means less winter heaving because of freezing and thawing cycles. So with a clay soil, you water less, fertilize less, get a better foundation for your plants, and extend their hardiness when extremes in weather or other factors occur. I bet right now you're feeling a bit better about that clay soil you've been cursing. Here's the caveat. As those of you with clay might already know, digging. It's tough, plain and simple. It's worse if the soil is wet. Never work a wet soil. While clay holds moisture and nutrients, it also holds bad things like salt. As for how to fertilize, less is better. I'll have more on this on GardenBite.com, including why an over-fertilized lawn or plant is really bad. As for watering, that's less too, as the clay holds that water longer. Overwatering is the number one way we kill our plants. Adding organic matter is especially important to help fluff up the soil, and mulching is always a good idea. Check GardenBite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.